Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today I want to talk about a very, very essential skill for everybody that wants to be successful in their career and actually also beyond. And that is networking. Yes, I know this sounds like, oh, do I really need to do this? I'm more an introvert. Yes, I can understand that. Networking is not easy, and for many of us, it doesn't come natural. We are not kind of the people that usually kind of hang around with lots of people and that get a lot of energy from it. I know how that feels. If I have been around with people for a very, very long time, at a conference, at other events, and so on, then I actually also need my alone time to regain energy. Nevertheless, networking is absolutely important. And here are a couple of reasons behind it. The first is networking helps you to learn more about the business. And learning about the business is absolutely fundamental for you to prioritize stuff, to do things more effectively, to get new opportunities, all these kind of different things. So how can you actually network in that regard? So first, of course, if you are still working at some kind of office, or at least from time to time you are going into the office, or you have the opportunity to go into the office, then there's a couple of things you can network. The first is have lunch with someone. Yeah, sounds kind of trivial, and it is trivial, yet it is super, super important. Many, many people go for lunch. And that's the time that is not blocked in their calendar, and where it's pretty easy to even have an appointment with very, very senior and super busy people. Just have a relaxed lunch with them and talk to them about what is their business, where are they at the moment. And then you can have a discussion with them about what is on their mind? What are their challenges? How do they see the current situation of the company? Are there any special organizational changes, any initiatives within the company that they see of critical importance? These kind of things will be really, really important for you to learn more about the company as well as about the person. And this will actually also show to these more senior persons that you want to have a bigger understanding and that you are passionate about the company, about how it delivers value to patients, these kind of things. And be open there. Learn. This is not the time to kind of critique or things like that. Well, you can always come up with suggestions, but don't kind of come up with things are bad and overwhelming and all this kind of, you know, negative spirit. That is not very helpful in these moments where you just want to build a connection. That is really important. Of course, there are many other people you can have lunch or virtual coffee chat or anything like that with. Yeah, who are the people that you should really build trust with you on your projects? Yeah, you're probably working on multiple projects. Who would it make sense to learn more from? What about people in your line of command, so to say, your step supervisor, your step supervisor, these kind of people? Or are there any other people in your organization that are really, really important for you? When I was working for a US company with a headquarters in the US, me sitting in Europe, whenever I'm over to the US for any kind of situation, I would make sure that I have one-to-ones with those that are important within the biostatistics organizations. just have, you know, a relaxed 30-minute discussion with them, or coffee, or a lunch meeting, or something like this, to learn about what is on their mind, to learn about what does a good career look like. Usually people are very willing to make time for someone that travels abroad or comes from, you know, not the place that they work, and make sure to meet these. Yeah, of course you need to organize things in advance, but usually that is happening. Now, this is all what you can do within your organization. You can actually do a lot of networking also outside of organizations. So recently I've been to the PSI conference, wonderful conference, and as a good conference, it allows for networking. You have the time before the first presentation starts, where people mingle for coffee, things like that. Awesome time to network. Yeah. The poster area, of course, is absolutely fantastic for networking, because if people stand around a poster, then that is already an area of common interest, and you can talk about that, and that makes things super, super easy. If you are in the same room for a specific presentation or topic, well, that also shows you that these people are also interested in these topics. And so you can speak to them about exactly these things. What do they think are the main takeaways from the presentation, from the poster, from the meeting, whatever? That will help you to get connected and build new parts of your network. Of course, I'm a little bit old-fashioned here, maybe, but I'd love to have a business card with you. Yeah, I know digital business cards are really great. I still love my paper business cards with a QR code on them, so I can also connect digitally. There's also, for example, my conference coming up. The Effective Statistician Conference in fall this year, and that will also help you with lots of networking experiences. We have a specific system there called HiHive, and you can check that under hihive.com to get a little bit of a look and feel for that. It will make it super easy to network. You can meet speakers, you can meet sponsors. By the way, if your organization wants to sponsor the conference, there's also an opportunity there. You can meet people that have a similar interest, because we will have things around that. And we will even have some kind of games-like area, which will make it even easier to network. So, another topic for online is work with other organizations. Yeah, I very, very early on in my career volunteered for working for PSI, yeah, the association that actually I do this podcast in association with. It's an awesome opportunity to work in such an organization, or the ASA in the US, or FSPI in Europe, or one of the FSPI members in Europe, or the IBS, or whatever kind of your local, national, continental organization is. Yeah, look for these and join these organizations. Become a volunteer. By the way, you can also become a volunteer within the Effective Statistician. Just send an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com and then say, well, I want to help with organizing conferences, organizing webinars, organizing local meetups, all these kind of different things. By the way, that is yet another opportunity, local meetups. Well, maybe there's not a specific biostatistics meetup. You could always kind of start one. And if you're interested to maybe also reach out to other people that are also listening to the Effective Statistician and organize a local meetup, yep, just also drop me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com and can help you organize one and reach out to more people. There's also these data science meetups. Yeah. So that might be a great way to kind of engage with other like-minded people that work in other industries. What are they doing that we can learn from? I think there's a lot you can do to grow your network so that you get exposed to more opportunities. You can't imagine how many opportunities for new jobs, new projects, new ideas I got from networking. And therefore, I think this is an absolutely essential skill. Of course, Gary and I also teach that in our leadership program. So with that, have a nice weekend if you're listening to this on a Friday, and think about how you can do more networking, how you can become better at it, and make some plans and put them to action. So be an effective statistician.